Blog Talk Radio.
Always time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Get real and welcome to everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for those great emails that you've been sending. Reality Spirituality is a concept that I created to delve in, to dissect, to look at our everyday life experiences under a microscope, if you will. And why? Because our everyday life experiences, everything that happens to us, there is a link to spirituality. Everything. There's a link to spirituality and there's a link to personal growth. All we have to do is look for it. And that is why I'm here, to help you, to help me, to discover more ways, strategies, ways of being happier in this journey that we are all on, this individual journey. And who out there in my audience wouldn't want more happiness? Who wouldn't want to feel good more often? My hand is going up. Reality Spirituality, it's not a religion. It's basically a personal guideline, a map, a guideline. Directions. It just leads us to a different way of thinking. It changes our perspective. When you change your perspective, when you change your way of thinking, you change your life. Things will keep happening. Outside forces, losing job, losing, getting a divorce, everything will keep happening. But you, my dear audience, you, my dear listener, will be able to ease and flow with whatever circumstance is in your life. Now, before I go on, I want to invite you to call in, comment, question, suggestions. What is going on in your life? What do you think is keeping you from being as happy as you could? Now, I'm going to change the word before I go on. Let me give you the number to call in. It's 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. And let me say this. When I was younger, you know, when you make a wish, and I've said this many times on the show, I always wished for the same two things. And they were to live to my potential and to be happy. And so that is what started me on this path. Now, don't tell anybody unless you want them to be happier too, unless you want them to discover what I've discovered. But one of the biggest secrets to this life of feeling a joy, a happiness, a smile on your face outside and inside, one of the keys, one of the tricks, one of the cues is to choose your responses, to choose your behavior, to be mindful. In other words, when something happens to you, oh, let's say you lose your wallet. There are tons of ways you can respond that everybody else is going to respond, but I invite you to really think about the choices that you have. You are powerful and you have choices to make any type of decision, any type of emotional reaction. It is a choice. And that's what this show is about. Reality is spirituality is about all the choices that we have. And let's start making some choices that are going to keep us smiling inside and out all day long. Now, I'm not going to take credit for this. There is his name is Dr. Robert Anthony, and he does a daily news bulletin. And one of the things that he says, which is, I just want to share this with you. Of course, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. He says, breakthroughs do not happen when we're stressed. They happen when we finally let go and we stop struggling. Resisting is at the heart of all struggle. Although what we're resisting feels like it's out there, the resistance is really inside of us. I know, in other words, yeah, it could be your roommate. Yeah, it could be your coworker. Yes, it could be your family, your mother, your father. But it's not any of those things. It's not anything outside of you. So these are his words. He says, if you're resisting anything, you are really resisting yourself. And when you resist, you are increasing the amount of struggle in your life. When we resist, we make things harder than they have to be. So making things harder than they have to be creates more struggle, and it just drags out this feeling. If you're feeling sad or irritated or whatever, fill in the blank, when you resist it just makes the feeling longer. It just stretches it out. Anyway, this is a special show, and you want to know why, audience? Because my son Nathan is on the line, and let me push the button and pull him up. Nathan, you are live on the air with your mother. Hello, puppy. I mean, Nathan.
Well, I-O.
A-O.
A-O and I-O.
A-O and I-O, yes. Audience, if you're not following it, you will be, because all of these crazy little sayings that we have, and A-O, I-O, and good, and what else?
Get it.
You heard me. I heard you. What? All this kind of stuff. We're going to be putting all these little things on the map. So, Nathan. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, hello?
Hello. I think the mouse cut the wire.
Mm-mm, not this wire.
Just for a second, just for a second. Okay, I can hear you now, sweetie pie.
Okay.
So how was your day, Nathan?
My day was good. What happened today? I overheard you talking about the resistance is inside of us instead of outside of us. What?
Yes,
so
Nathan.
It's all in me. It's not my roommate. Are you sure? It sure feels like it. Shit. If you say so.
Now, that's really funny.
Yeah.
No, it really is. In fact, I'm not only saying it. Dr. Robert Anthony is saying it, and he says, I mean, this is so perfect. Although what we feel like we're resisting is outside and out there, the resistance is really inside of us. The struggle is really inside of us. So if you're resisting anything, Nathan, roommate, friends, a boss, get this one, mother, you're really and I winked when I said that. You're really resisting yourself. I don't have anything to do with your problems, Nathan. Finally.
Yikes. That sounds too good to be true, too bad to be true. What? All right. No, I like that. I like that. Put it on me. Yeah, put it on me.
You know why I like it when the universe puts it on us, when in reality it really is us? You know why it's so good?
Why is it so good?
Because that means we have the power to change it.
Yep.
No one else can change it for you. No one else is in the equation. It's only you and your insides.
That's right. And that is good.
Doesn't that make you feel powerful?
Yes, it does.
So are you going to stop blaming everybody when you get upset?
What?
You heard me.
Yes, I'll stop blaming everyone else. But I might be thinking it, though.
You know, audience, Nathan told me this great story. I'm going to share it, whether he likes it or not. It happened to him last week, and he was so cool to share it with me. Nathan doesn't tell me everything, audience, believe me. But some of the things that he tells me, they're just the best universal stories ever. And he was at a grocery store. And I have to say, would you like to tell the story, or would you like me to?
You tell it, or I could tell it, whatever.
Yeah, well, let me say this, audience, that Nathan has a lot of problems at the checkout stand at a grocery store.
I sure did.
Yes, I mean, I've heard these kind of stories before.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, just saying, this isn't the first time that you've had a problem with somebody checking out your groceries, is it?
Oh, it sure isn't.
Okay, so let's tell the story that happened last week. You know what? You actually tell it better than me because honestly, you don't know this, but everything you say is hysterical.
No. I guess it's easier to laugh about it after the fact.
Thank you. Of course.
Yeah, I'll tell it. No, it's a simple story. I was checking out my groceries. I come up to the line, and the cashier is chilling, talking to another customer. She's not checking out groceries. She's talking. The customer has stamps or checks or something. They're working something out. And so I'm, like, waiting to checked out. Like standing here with my, please.
I have a question. Were you in a hurry?
No, I was not in a hurry.
Okay, keep going.
I was in a hurry. I was in a hurry to get the hell out of there, but I didn't have a reason. But no, I wasn't going nowhere. That's a good question. I wasn't going anywhere.
Okay. I just want the audience to know that this happens to you when you don't have anything to do. Keep going.
Yeah. So I'm waiting because they're chatting, and I'm thinking, okay. I'm getting a little antsy. And then some more people come up behind me to check out groceries too. And now I'm thinking, oh, well, now look what you did, cashier. Now you're talking to this woman. Now you got a whole line of people that you got to check out. Now you're backed up, and that's what you get. All backed up. Chatty Cathy over here.
Well, you said you were getting a little antsy. There's another word for that, too.
Oh, there's a lot of word. What? Tell me.
It's called impatient.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. And
so then
what happens?
Now she notices all these people online. Now she has to shoo her friend or whoever this is away, and she starts checking my stuff out. And I'm thinking, okay, and I want to get out of there. And at this grocery store, sometimes they have baggers, sometimes they don't. Mm. So I'm thinking, well, I'm going to bag up my own shit to get this going now because I've wasted so much time waiting for you. I'm going to bag up my own stuff. And I start bagging it up. But I'm trying to be cool,
Basically, you're trying to not let everybody know that your chin is out.
Good call, yes.
When Nathan's chin goes out, it's the same thing as a big pout on your face. It means the same thing. His chin goes out. What happens to me?
You don't do that anymore.
No. I've gotten to another level. But keep going. You have caught me yet, but keep going.
Yeah, that means I'm resisting, if we want to keep it in the theme. I'm resisting. My chin's out, and I'm resisting.
Okay, yes.
So then I finally get my stuff, and they always double bag the bags.
Wait a minute. I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you were resisting, did you feel good, or did you feel bad?
I felt bad.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we know resisting in this particular instant, you felt bad. Okay. Keep going.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I did feel good that she had to, kind of rush a little bit because she was a little behind. That was the one thing I felt good about.
Oh, okay. So you wanted her to get hers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know that's wrong, but I wanted her to get hers. I did feel good about that.
Yeah, get her comeuppance.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
So I'm single bagging my groceries because that's faster. And I get my groceries, and then I'm done, and then I kind of take a breath. I try to shake that off, and I realize that it's a little ridiculous to get so built up over the groceries. You said I do. This happens. This happens in the grocery line. So I'm trying to let it go, and I'm a little I'm walking to my apartment, and I have all this stuff in one single bagged bag, and I can feel this happening. And all of a sudden, my big jug of applesauce that's in a glass jar slips out of the plastic bag. It falls right through and shatters everywhere as applesauce all over the place. And it's right before I got to my building. And I said, okay. I get it. I understand. This is linked. This applesauce is linked to the whole situation of what I put out, what I get back.
Ooh.
And actually, when it happened, I was a little, disappointed. I lost my applesauce or whatever. But it was more of like a moment of realization, a moment of clarity. Like, okay,
I see what's up. I love that, Nathan. A moment of clarity.
Yeah, it, like, this is linked. It's not like, it's just linked to the whole thing. So anyway,
wow.
That's my story. Yeah, good. Thanks for bringing that up. I forgot. I forgot that happened.
Well, your stories are the best, but I also want to you left out a couple of things. On your walk home, you told me that you knew that applesauce was going to drop, or you knew that the bag was going to break open. You told me that you kind of felt, you know, we have a sixth sense, we have a kind of a intuition that we know what's going to happen, and sometimes it does. Remember you told me that?
I did, and it's true.
Yeah, and that was so crazy when it happened, but you knew it was going to happen. You could kind of sense that it was going to happen. And the other thing that I love about your story is that when it did shatter and when you did drop it and you had to clean all of it up, I mean, come on, applesauce. It couldn't be a bottle of cotton balls or something. Yeah, like cotton balls. That would be perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
with applesauce, and with glass, too. It was like everywhere.
Yep. Well, you see how the universe teaches us? I mean, listen, you ignored the universe when you're standing in line. You ignored the universe when you're packing the bag. And then you kind of flipped the universe off when you said, that's what she gets.
Mm-hmm.
So what I always say to the audience when I say about your vibration or whatever you put out, you are going to get back. But this is what I love about your story. When it happened and when the applesauce broke, you were so cool. You were cooler than you. You were just like cool, Nathan. You weren't mad. You weren't you were accepting and you were not resisting.
Yes. Absolutely. It was like, okay, it's time to stop resisting whatever. And now that I know that it's in me and it's not even, I'm not even resisting her or the applesauce.
Yeah.
I made it. It was like a decision of like, I am not going to resist whatever in me anymore. The moment it's over, that's over.
Nathan, I've known you for 27 years and 9 months. Get it?
Yes.
And I have to share with the audience that anytime my son would drop anything, it was like a production on Broadway.
The drama, the ups, the downs.
Yeah. Did I say that out loud? Oops.
No, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm so amazed, and that's why this is such a great story, because I have never heard in 27 years. I've watched you. I've heard about it. I mean, you don't drop things and just, you just don't drop things and put your arms behind your head and just kick back. So that's why
baby, I got to give myself a little credit. I mean, I've been working towards that. But no, that's not something that was me. But it happens. It just things fall, milk falls, raspberry. At one time, I dropped raspberries all over the floor. I had to pick all these raspberries up.
Mm.
And it just happens. So every time it happens, it's like another chance to like, okay, it's down. And this is what you're talking about not resisting what is.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, I should have, why did I do this? I should have been gripping it like that. And why did this happen? Like, this is what's up. There's raspberries on the floor. And so I'm going to pick them up. The end.
Oh, my God. And it sounds like you're picking them up and you're the applesauce, too. It sounds like you didn't. I don't want to say lower your vibration, but you didn't drag any drama into it. You're just like I said, you're just not resisting. I don't know. It's just that's what this show is about. That's what this topic is about today, this resisting. Can you share another story where you resisted or you didn't resist? Can you tell another story where you didn't resist?
Well, I didn't resist. That's a good one. What happened to me today? There was things that happened today. It's not coming in my head right now.
Well, I guess what? We're going to take a quick commercial break, 30 seconds break. I want you to think about that, Nathan, and we'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
And we're back, Reality Spirituality. Don't you love that theme song? Yes.
Yes.
And my listeners, audience, let me give you the number, too. You can call in 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. Please be a part of this fun and this. That's what growth and spirituality is about. It's not climbing up in a mountain and meditating all day with your thumb up your nose. No, it's about everyday life. Did you think of a time when you didn't resist?
I did, yes. And we only have a few minutes left anyway, yes?
We have 17 minutes left. However, we are going to be complete whenever you say you want to be complete.
Okay,
I did 45 minutes today instead of because I know you and I know me.
Yes. Well, I'll just do this story and then we'll maybe chat for a little bit and then we'll be complete.
Thank you. Go for it.
Okay. So this was today and I had a appointment at a certain time and I had to get on two subways to get there. And I wasn't running late, but I was running right on time. So I didn't leave a lot of cushion, if you will.
Yes.
And I'm traveling during rush hour. This is New York rush hour with the subways. This means a lot of people are on the subway, walking, et cetera, et cetera. And I do not want to be late to this appointment. And there were moments when I had to transfer subways, so I'm walking in a big crowd, and it's just slow. It's just traffic. It's foot traffic, and people are slow in front of me. There was one time I was walking up the stairs in the subway station, and everyone stopped. Everyone stopped moving. We're not even moving anymore.
Oh, my.
And it's not like it's funny because the resisting thing is it's not like the resisting does anything. It's not like getting upset or feeling like, oh, is this going to move faster? It doesn't really do anything, but it's like something that I do anyway. But today it was like, this is what's going on. I know it's busy in New York. I know people are walking slow. Right now it happens to be not moving at all, and that's what's up. And I'm going to get there when I get there. And also, there's a part of me, same thing, there's a part of me that knew that I would get there on time. But even if I got there late, it would be okay. But I knew I was going to get there on time anyway, but it was like this thing where I was like, I don't have to resist this. There's no reason to. It's not going to do anything anyway, and I'm just going to kind of feel bad about it. It's just crowded right now.
Nathan, you said that you knew you were going to get there on time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, audience, this young man is one of the most intuitive persons I've ever met or known. I mean, all his life he's been this intuitive little being of knowing and knowing and knowing. Wow. I just wanted to say that because we just talked about you knowing that the applesauce was going to break. So did you totally, you resisted nothing?
I will say that I thought that there was a moment, like we talked about before, where there was a choice. And my kind of thing that I'm used to, like a knee-jerk reaction, was a little frustration, a little like, what's going on? Like that, there was a moment of that.
Mm.
And then there was another moment of, I'm going to choose to do this. And yes, at that point, it was completely released.
So you're saying that basically you just kind of fell into, very logically, in, of course, an old habit or a habit of, but you just snapped yourself out of it because you've already done that, you've already felt that, and you just were ready to feel something else and do something else.
Yeah, and I have the attitude of not wanting to resist. I'm not wanting to resist. I'm having a really, really connected day, I would say. And then when this line comes out of nowhere, it's like it hits me. I'm not expecting it. So it's like it's like a sneak attack. And then I feel like, oh, a sneak attack. And then my first reaction is like, whoa, what's this? And I resist, and I'm like tense. And then it's like, oh, okay, I don't need to react like that. But because, you know, we don't know when those moments are coming. We just don't know.
No.
So it's like you don't really prepare for the moment. You just prepare yourself.
You said something else. This is it. You said you didn't know, you can't prepare, and the universe prepares nothing.
Mm.
This planet, the stars, there was no preparation. It just happens when it's time to happen. So I'm done with knowing anything. The only thing I do know is where I am in this moment, what happened this day. I have no idea. I mean, I have a couple of things going. I'm supposed to be teaching another water class in August, and I'm going to have to go in a different time in my 9-to-5 job, and I'm thinking, well, if I have a lot of people, and, you know, this class is going to grow, but guess what? I might not have this class at the end of August. I don't know anything. So I'm done with trying to know anything. The universe doesn't plan, and the universe doesn't know anything. Your thoughts?
What's going on right now? I love that. Except what's going on right now.
That just came to me too. I love it.
Yeah, it's true. I love it, and I think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps focus me. Focus everything. You know, the more I feel like the more tips and the more things I can do, the more help I can get to focus me to the present moment, to bring me in the present moment and be as alive and absorbent and appreciative of this moment as possible, then what more can I ask?
Oh, my God. That's
so
right.
Said, that helps me get to what's going on right now.
Wow, I love what you just said. That's the whole challenge, is living in the moment, staying in the moment. We weren't taught. I didn't learn anything in school about being in the moment, that the past doesn't even exist, only in our minds, and the future doesn't exist. Nobody taught me this. My parents didn't teach me. Surely we didn't have a class on spirituality and personal growth in, hello?
Yeah.
How do you, How do you not get pissed off and you're running late, half hour late, and people in front of you are cutting in front of you in the slow traffic? How do you not get pissed off? Did you learn that in school?
No, and I wish I did. I wish I did.
Me too, baby. Me too, baby.
But I'm sure glad I know it now.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. What a great show this has been, Nathan.
Yes, yes. Feels really good. I'm glad we did it.
I think this is one of our all of our shows are entertaining, but if I must say so myself, I loved all of the points that we touched on today. And let's just wrap it up. Resisting, having choices to resist or not to resist. Resisting feels bad. Flowing feels good. There's nothing outside of you going on. The resistance is all from inside. What? You heard me. And
I love that.
And you have the power. That's why. So you're so powerful. You are the most powerful person. You have all this power. Let's not give our power up. And let's do something different. Different than what everybody else does. Oh, sure. Somebody, you can step on my toe and I can, you know, hit them in the mouth. But let's try bringing them a flower.
Ooh.
I mean, come on, you know, I was a little bit, that was actually really, really crazy. That was funny.
No, it's true. Do something different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else? Did I miss something that we touched on today?
No, resist. No, I think you've got living in the moment, coming back to the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got it. And I feel good about our show, too.
Yes, so you can also put this on your Facebook and tell everybody to listen to the podcast because this is a winner.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, everyone, I want to thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality Day. I have been your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and, of course, my guest today was Nathan Norrington. Thank you again for all the emails. I look forward to talking to you again on Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a great week, everybody. Reality Spirituality. Stop laughing.
It's a new experience.
That's right.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, though.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
And then they show the outtakes.
Yeah.
So audience, this is how we really talk. Ayo.
Ayo,
and
Ayo.
Ayo and Ayo. Now, we've been saying Ayo for a long time, and guess what? They made a song. Ayo.
Say it, Ayo.
Now, can you believe the universe made that song for us? We've been saying Ayo for the last 20 years.
That's right. That's actually a good reality spirituality story, too.
That's a great reality spirituality, but my favorite is Quizasana reality spirituality. You know what? That is going to have to be a show.
Yes, that is a show.
Yes, and you know what? This is a tease, audience, because who even knows what Quizasana is, and that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to listen to every show from now until today, because I'm not going to announce when I'm going to say it.
That's right.
How's that for a tease?
Yeah, you better listen up, y'all.
Now, are we the only ones laughing at this?
That's a good question. We should ask some of our audience members if they're laughing or not.
Yes, audience, I would like to, are you laughing? Now, I know that I can't hear you, and I know that you're listening to me at a later date, but can you send some energy my way? Can you kind of zap that over and hit me with a yes, this is funny? Because Nathan and I really want to go on stage. I mean, there is no other mother and son act ever in the world. There's a father and daughter. There's a brother and brother. But there's two brothers, two sisters, cousins, the Jacksons.
Right.
But there's never been a mother-son act.
Well, never say never, baby.
Oh, baby, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what we're going to say. Of course, I get top billing.
Oh, of course. And well, you did come first. You did come first.
And I am funnier than you, too. Audience, when Nathan doesn't believe what I'm saying and he really thinks what I'm saying is ridiculous, instead of going, he goes, bleh. So we're imagining together and they're blowing forward. They're blowing out air. There's like a bleh.
Like a
so, yes, yeah, it's a puh, but it with a B. Bleh.
Yes.
Yes, it's a puh, but with a B. Bleh. Get it?
Yes, I like the outtakes. I like the bloopers. That's fun. So
yeah,
we say the show's over, you play the song, it's over, and then we're still here.
and we're acting goofy and silly. So
yeah,
listen, but we have to come up with a name. We have to come up with a name that's unique to reality spirituality. We have to come up with a spiritual name. Can you come up with that?
Are you talking about for this little segment?
Yes, for the segment.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a little segment. So reality spirituality, this is like laughing, something funny,
I got it.
Happy spirituality. What?
No, I got it. This is it, and you're going to love it, and I got it. Ready?
Yes.
Reality spirituality aftermath.
Okay, I can roll with that. Aftermath. Yeah, or aftershock.
Oh, aftershock. Well, you know what? Let me say something. Now I only have 30 seconds, and this is real in real life. So I'm going to have to end the show. We're going to really end it. But you've been listening to Reality Spirituality Aftermath.
Aftermath, yeah.
Yeah.